First Home Buyers Group says the price caps for the First Home Grant scheme are completely unrealistic in today's market. It was introduced by National in 2014 to help first home buyers raise a deposit, but now the numbers being paid out are tracking towards being the lowest since the grants started. People say the maximum house prices covered by the grants are too low and have not kept up with the overheated housing market. And the government has admitted it's got the settings wrong. Leslie Harris from the First Home Buyers Club told our political reporter Charlie Drever the settings are out of date and not fit for purpose.
We've got way too many barriers for people to actually be able to access it. If you look at, you know, the first point, which is the, you know, the barrier of, let's just say, Auckland 700,000, you know, price cap to purchase your first home. The first issue is what can you actually buy for 700,000? The other problem that we've got is the income caps have been mildly adjusted, but not enough. In order to get a $600,000 mortgage, which is very much what you would actually need to generally get a first home, you know, in some of the main cities, you're going to need to have an income of over $150,000 combined, you know, with no children and no debt. So what we're actually seeing is we're just seeing way too many hoops and obstacles for people to actually take advantage of this.
How much of a difference would 10,000 or even 20,000 if people were buying a new property make for first home buyers?
It's minimal, but when, you know, you're saving for that deposit, every single cent counts, and 20,000 for a couple, you know, for a new build can make the difference between being able to do it and not. So, you know, we say that anything helps, but make it something that people can actually access. Don't make it so hard that people, you know, don't qualify on two or three different points, because you might as well just not have it at all. Make something that people can access, because it's just so disheartening for people, you know, to have something there as a bit of a carrot. And then when it comes down to it, realise that, you know, there's only a very small pinch of people that actually qualify.
Leslie Harris from the First Home Buyers Club speaking to Charlie Drever. Now, the government admits there's a problem and says it will announce further changes to the price caps, but not for another few months.